Okay, so now we continue with Rebbe Meir's view of Truma Tluya. No, somewhat fun. So Rav Huna b'shem Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rebbe Meir soref pluya b'shari mot hashana. Rebbe Meir allows you to burn Truma, which is talui, the rest of the year. Right, meaning this isn't just an Erev Pesach halacha. It's a general halacha that he thinks that something which is talui, because it's tame, and you treat it as tame, therefore you can destroy it. Vatani. But he says, wait a second, doesn't the Braita say in the case of Erev Pesach Shel B'Shabbat, which is the case we've been talking about for 2.5 daf or something, that Truma Pluya Utmeya, that if you have Truma, which is Talui, and that which is Vatay Tamei, Sorfenoto Erev Shabbat Im Chashicha, that you burn it right before nightfall on Erev Shabbat, on Friday, Divrei Rabbi Meir, the Chachamim are Bismana, and the Chachamim say that you destroy it on Shabbat. Again, you don't burn it, right? Again, this goes back to the machloket of whether the way of destroying Truma, Dafke, is burning, like Rabbi Yehuda, or in any way like the Chachamim. According to the Chachamim, again, you destroy it on Shabbat itself. If Rishrof Peshacharit, right, so the Gemara says, but I don't understand. If, according to Rebbe Meir, right, the Gemara says that the Mishnah says that he burns it samach l'chashecha, right before the end of the day, which implies that we are like avoiding it, because really there's something we can't do. The only reason we can do it is because you need to destroy chametz, and then you're allowed to destroy the truma, because b'chol mikra you have to destroy it. But if, according to you, that the real halacha is that anything which is tluya, anything which is safek tuma, Safek Tameh can be destroyed according to Rebbe Meir, so why wouldn't you just do it in the morning? So Gemara says, oh, stop being so medayek. Tiftor bishinitzatz avalosarav. You could do it, but he was lazy. It's saying he could burn it even then. And Tedla Choshu Kain, I'll prove to you that it's not saying it has to be dafka at night. The Taninan Timei avalotaninan Shachrit. Because the Braita also says the same thing about Vaday Tameh. And everyone agrees that Vaday told me you can burn earlier. Mm-hmm. It's just telling you, v'lo ben shatav v'lo saraf. So isn't it just a case where the person left it until night? It's not that he had to, he did. Now, obviously, then you'll have to ask, to why? Why would you then specify this case, which can only confuse us? So presumably, what's the chiddush? As the Marafolda says earlier, that he thinks that you have to burn it, which means that you do it right before Shabbat, you don't wait till the next day. Meaning, it's telling you the Rebbe Meir is like Rabbi Yehuda, that you have to burn Truma. Sorry, not Truma, you have to burn Chametz. And not that it's Hashbatato b'chol davar. Right, now, it is worth noting, by the way, since we're already mentioning it, that that even though we paskin, like the Chachamim, that you're allowed to destroy Truma in every way, the minog is, for the most part, to burn it, right? Right. The minog is to burn it. Chametz. What did I say?
Truma.
Great. Yes. I meant chametz. The minog, as you know, right, is to burn it. Now that, right, and even if you look at, right, Shulchan Aruch, right, he says, right, Ketzad, Bir Chametz, Sorfo, O Parurov Ezer L'Ruach, you can either burn it, or you could crumble it up and throw it into the windows, or Kol Yamor, into the sea, V'im Ayah Chametz Kasheh, V'en Ayah Mechatcho, Me'meira, and if it won't be destroyed in the sea, Harezim Efaruro, then you have to make it crumbs first, V'achar Zer Kol Yam, and the Ramah says, V'haminag L'Sorfo, the minhag is to do it, right? To burn it. The tov the sarfor biyom dumyla denotar shahaya nisra biyom domed to notar, right? You do it during the day. Now, why is that? So one possibility is because, he says achim rotsi l'sarfor miyarach abedika kadeshli yigaren echoldar shibyo. If you want to burn it earlier, you can. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says the minhag to burn it is because maybe you're choshesh for those people who paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. However, right, the second day, part of the Ramah that he says that the minhag is like notar implies not that way. Because as I said, right, Reb Chaim argues that there's really two things going on, right? There's, if you say Hashbadu Chol Davar, really the Isser is to get rid of it. Not that there's an Isser that adheres in the Chametz that you have to get rid of. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says you have to burn it, shows that it's like in the Chefta, it needs to be destroyed. It could be that Bidyavad, right, we say that you do it in any way, but L'chadchila, you should express that, right? So it could be that it's more fundamental. But again, right, that's really a psachim sugya, okay. So Amar Rav Achai Mari, Achai Rabbi Yossi, he gives a different explanation. He says, Tiftor shenolad la tuma ba'oto shah. Maybe we're dealing with a case where it just became tamei near night v'lishma mina klum, and you can't learn anything from that, right? Which is again what we saw earlier. Now there's a girsa problem here, right? This interpretation is based on the girsa which says, on the girsa that we read, but based on the parallel sugya in Psachim Aleph Chet. Right, and it's vihatani, which is, but it was taught in a braita, and therefore this whole thing was a question. But the Marafolda tries to explain it based on what you have here, which is ditani, which means that the braita is a support for Avuna. So how could that be? So the Gemara says as follows, that it's understandable that chametz of truma should be normally destroyed on the 14th of Nisan after it became usur for eating. But when it falls in Erev Pesach, how can Remeir allow you to destroy it on Friday? I mean, before the Isser takes effect, it must be that Remeir allows you to destroy it early, right? I mean, the very fact, right? So until now, we've been learning is a question, which is why would you wait till nightfall, right? Or right before nightfall? Marafolda says, no, the very fact that we allow you to destroy it on the 13th at all is evidence of the fact that he holds that you're allowed to destroy at any point because the Isser Chametz hasn't taken effect yet. So it would be usher to destroy if it weren't for the fact it always allows you to destroy Trumat Tluya. Now, this is obviously very problematic because the Mishnah explicitly says that when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbat, Remeir allows you to burn Tor Trumah on the 13th, right? So it's clear that this is not the case, right? He clearly thinks that Pesach does change something, and then right, it's the fact he doesn't make you wait till the end that proves about Tluya. Okay, now we finally move to a different discussion. Okay, thank God. Yeah. So as we mentioned, right, there's a normal chiyuv to protect truma and mishmeret trumotai. But Rabbi Yeshua says that when the truma spills and it's going to go into Tamei Chulin, right? The Torah Truma is going to go into Tamei Chulin. You can capture it in Tamei Kalim to protect the Chulin because of the Hefsid, right? So now we saw one parallel, which was the one by Pesach. Now we have a second parallel, and that is a Mishnah in Bechorah. So by Bechor, it's also usher to make a Mum in a Bechor. Specifically a permanent Mum. Now, if there is a Mum, so then, the Mishnah there deals with the case of what happens if it needs to be bloodlet. So there's a machloket tanoim in the Mishnah of whether you're allowed to do that, right? Does the fact that it needs, right, you're now making a Mum, but it needs it, you know, for its health, is that mutter, right? So I'll read you the Mishnah. Right, the Mishnah says, the blood has the Bechor has a congestion of blood, they translate it. Afilu hu meit, even if he's dying, ain makiz in lo dam. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Racham omrim yakiz, bilvaj lo yase b'mum. Racham say, you can bloodlet, you just have to make sure, do your best to make sure there is no mum. But if you did make a morozel yishchat, then you can't shecht it, right? Because a bechor, if it gets a mum, now you can eat it wherever, right? You don't bring it to the carbon. Now that's why kohanim, Rishuman Amar Yakiz Avol Bishu who osev a mum, and Rishuman just says go, right? If it already has congestion, you can just make a mum. It doesn't matter. Right now, it's because of this advantage to kohanim, right? They don't have to bring it to the mikdash if it gets a mum. They still own it. That's why kohanim are really not believed about mum, right? In bechor. Right, they're not believed Right, we have a lot. We suspect them. This is and this a lot of the halachot actually about psak and paskin for yourself are derived from bechor, because we don't allow someone to paskin for himself but bechor. But the question is that the exception of the rule is assumed to be in the exception, because in general we do allow you to paskin for yourself.
To clarify, the case here is the bechor has already been given to the kohen, and the question is, can the Kohen
bloodlet
to fix his own Bechor?
Right, but the problem is it might create a Mum, which obviously a Kohen wants it to have a Mum, because that...
But in the case where it's before it's been given over in the Israelites...
You still can't ever... You can never make a Mum. It's Kodesh.
Well, yeah, but would there be the same restriction against
Right, same problem.
So the fact that it was delivered to the Kohen is irrelevant?
No, the problem here is that it has... the problem here is simply that it has that it needs to be bloodlet, but that might create a mole. That's the only problem here.
I see.
Or that's the relevant issue here. I'm just mentioning the issue of the Kohen point. I mean, right, in terms of Ne'amanot. But on Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Shimon, Shneim, Amro, Dever Echad. So the Gemara says Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Shimon are saying the same thing. Right, so Rabbi Shimon, they remember, said, because it already, needs to be bloodlet, so you can just give it a mum. Right, you can bloodlet, and you don't have to worry that it's going to make a mum. And Rabbi Yeshua here, as we saw, said that you can be metame the truma to protect the chulin. So the symbol of Shah is what they're saying is, listen, you're allowed to bloodlet it, even though it might create a mum, because, so what is the unifying principle? It could be that, you only have to protect these kodesh things when they're still usable. But this animal isn't usable, right? And therefore you can allow it to make a mum.
Well, but in the Bechor's case, it's suffix. Here it's vada.
No, it's not suffix. Meaning it's dying.
It's going to create a mum. Right? Whereas here it's vada, you're going to make it tame.
Well, no. Rav Shimon says, Avot Bisho Oseb Amum. Rav Shimon Dafka said you can do it. It's Rav Shimon. It's Rav Shimon. No. Not the Chum. It's Rav Shimon and Rav Yeshua who are parallel. Now, what you're saying is Karban Eda, right? What I said was most Mepharshim here. Karban Eda disagrees. The Karban Eda says, Afa Bishosa Bamum doesn't mean that you can do it even though it'll make a mum. It means you do it trying not to make a mum, but if it make a mum, it's not a problem and it's indirect. Therefore, he thinks that the parallel here is not Rabbi Yeshua's second position where he allows you to be Mutami Yadayim, but the first position where he allows indirect.
Well,
causing, right?
How is that the same? Here it's directed by...
The Karban Eda thinks that it's like, right, not definite, right? It's not direct because you're doing something else. It might cause a mum, right? So it's parallel to the case of letting it get a mum. I know it's not exactly, I think most Mepharshim don't take it that way, but the Karban Eda does in the parallel circuit. Karban Eda isn't here. Amr Ravila says, Rabbi Shimon de Bechor, Rabbi Shua de Truma. He says, Rabbi Shimon of Bechorot and Rabbi Shua of Truma, lo hadein mazun ladein. No, right? They don't agree. They don't agree with each other. Because, why? They're not the same. Maybe Reb Shimon, and this is what you're already sensing, right, is that Reb Shimon maybe says, maybe Reb Shimon is makil there because it's dying. And maybe he thinks that dying is a mum. Yacholiot, right? Yacholiot, he thinks that it's... Right, he says, "Ainshamaraful does Ainsham has usually the tana with Ainshamali Rishim to also shalach al mumz shemad v'shara akas of imkain."
Wait, to clarify, what was their position in Bechoros that said even if it won't, even if it's not dying, you can still do it?
No. He just thinks that the fact that it's dying is like a mum. Right, that's what the Gra says very succinctly. He says, "Hot mishum zachiza dam nami mumu uba mum water." Right, the fact that it's dying, maybe that is a mum. You're right, you don't see it, but it's dying. That's a mum, right? So maybe he's makil there, but not makil here. It already has a mum. On the other hand, you could say that Rabbi Yeshua only allows you, as we've seen, to save the truma because you don't right to save the chulin. But that doesn't necessarily mean that he'll allow you to make a mum on the Bechor to save the animal's life, right? Because that won't prevent a monetary loss in the same way, right? Meaning it's not external, right? It's not like it's messing something else up. Now, that's not obvious, because wouldn't you say, okay, fine, so it's not causing monetary loss to something else, but the animal itself, it's going to be a nevela, right? If it just dies, then you can't shecht, you can't eat it. So the Mafolda notes, not necessarily, right? Because he says that according to Mishnah Bechorot, even though he allows making a mum to save its life, he doesn't let you shecht it on the basis of this, right? Because as we said, right, sometimes, right, because right, we're worried that you're going to misjudge it, and therefore we allow you to save its life, but we're not going to let you shecht it because of the mum that happens, right? If it does get a mum, we'll say, oh, that's nice. So you now saved its life, but you can't shecht it on the basis of that mum, because we're worried that maybe you caused that mum on purpose for that. And therefore...
Meaning that we would force him to...
Wait for another mum before he could shecht it. Right? We would allow him...
To take it to Jerusalem and...
No, because it has a mum. So, right. But he said, but therefore the monetary loss is still minimal, because we're not letting him shecht on the basis of this mum.
If it develops another,
as opposed to this case where there is a big monetary loss, if it all falls into the truma and makes the truma tame. The Pnei Moshe gives other reasons to distinguish, and he says the hotam time the davar shen mitkavinu. He says there's a different reason. Maybe there it's non-intentional. Again, coming back to what you said, it might cause it, right? It all comes down to those words, is afal pisho oseh b'mum, even though he makes a mum. What does that mean? Even though he's definitely going to make a mum, or even though he might make a mum, right? Or he's going to make a mum, but it's ancillary to what he's intending. So he says, well, there's enem etgavein. So I aim at gavein lasu b'mum, ela afal pisho nasa amum, mimela kamar diakis. Av hachal tam yadayim. Here he's doing it directly, which I think was your point, right? That's the Pnei Moshe's point here. Chayim Yerushoi, namod lor b'shema, da hachal vaday hu she yitame atrumo tech le'ibud, av hachal miyemer damayit lay. And he says, maybe you don't know the animal's going to die. It's sick. That doesn't mean they're going to die. Here, you see the truma going down. It would take a lot for it to not, you know, in 3 seconds get there. So maybe it's a question of inevitability. Amar Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira is a third position. Mistabra, Rabbi Shimon Modi, li Rabbi Yoshua. He says, no, maybe it's one directional. Rabbi Shimon will agree with Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Yoshua, lo Modi, li Rabbi Shimon. Right? Meaning, the fact that Rabbi Yoshua is willing to let you actually make it tamei biyadayim. No, if Rabbi Shimon allows you to do it even when there isn't monetary loss, as we talked about before, then maybe he will allow you by monetary loss, right? But not necessarily the other way, right? Maybe the only reason that Rabbi Yoshua is makil is because of the monetary loss. But there is, as we saw, there's minimal monetary loss in the case of Bacharot, or arguably. So now the Gemara says, really, Rabbi Bon Barchia, boy kumi Rabbi Zera. Now, obviously, normally Davar Shein Mitkavein is more of a Shabbat sugya, right? Where we have, you know, Psik Reisha, and we have Davar Shein Mitkavein, right? Where yeah. Davar Shein Mitkavein is Mutter, and Psik Reisha is Aser, or, you know, right? And that's a question of inevitability versus not inevitability. But there, usually it's understood as a function of Melech Machshevet, of the fact that Machshava has a unique rule in Shabbat, mostly Lekula, right, mostly leniently, right, where any time, right, I'm not intending to do what's going on for whatever reason, right, I'm doing it in a different way than it was done in the Mishkan for a different purpose. Klachar Yad, I don't do it in a normal way, right, because Melechet Machshevet can mean one of two things, either with intent or a professional act. That's how Unklos translates, as Melechet Umnin. Sometimes L'chumra, though, right, by like Zoreh. Right, even though you're right, Zoreh, you winnow with the wind. So even though you're not doing the full act, the Gemara says that it's considered your full act because of Melech Machshevet, because you're intentionally utilizing the wind in a normal way. So that makes it a melacha, even though it's not fully your act. But normally it's Lekula. There are other times also, like according to some Rishonim, that's why you're chayev. You take a chet, you cut into two zayins. Right, that's chayev kotev on Shabbat because of the Machshava component, according to some of the Rishonim Rashi Baran in Shabbat. Rabbi Bon Barchia Baikumi Rabbi Zera. Al Daitok the Tamar Rishimon Yodi Le Rabbi Yeshua. According to you, where you say that Rishimon agreed with Rabbi Yeshua, I'll tell you Vatanina, but we learned the Mishnah Psach. I'm sorry, we're back. We were away for a minute. But Rameir says that you can burn Tar Chametz of Truma with the Tamei and Erev Pesach. And Riosi says no. Modin Rabbi Lazar of Rabbi Yeshua, but even Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yeshua, who disagree on that, agree, Shesarvin Zula Atzma and Zula Atzma, that you can burn them separately. It's only a question of whether you can burn them together. right? Meaning upping the level of tumah. But Reb Shimon holds that you can't burn the Taruch HaMetz of Truma together with the Tamei one on Erev Pesach. The Yisr Shtein Ka'achat. But according to you, that the reason that Reb Shimon allows you to burn it is parallel to a sugi and Bechorot. That basically once something is messed up, it's messed up and you can keep messing it up. Then why is it that he says that you can burn it, but you have to burn it separately? Right? Once you hold that, he just says, once it's messed up, you can keep messing it up. Once it is a mum, you can keep giving it a mum. So then once it's tummy, you should keep giving it a being tummy. But Reb Shimon isn't Rabbi Akiva or Chananas going to call him, who in fact says that. He's not like them.
Wait.
Right? Reb Shimon says you can burn it, but not together. Right? Because he doesn't just say it's chofshi, right? Oh, it hasn't, it's messed up. It can be totally messed up. That's Rabbi Akiva and Chananas going to call him. Wow. So
wait, Amar, he's holding up three piles.
Yeah.
No. Okay.
Yeah. So I mean, if you have three piles, but yes. So Amar Lay says Taman. No, sorry, he doesn't allow you to burn the tummy with the tahor, right? Because even though they're both only to be destroyed because it's Erev Pesach, but one is tahor, one is tummy. Right, not Tully. We're not talking about Tully. We're talking about, right, according to this, if it's going to be destroyed, and you say once it's just going to be destroyed, you can do whatever, that should be true even of Tahor Truma.
I see.
When it's Erev Pesach.
We don't know what he holds of Tully yet.
Not, right. Meaning this would be, right. So Amar Lei, Tamon, he says, no. Tahori, Dvar Torah. So what are we talking about? The reason he doesn't allow you to burn it together is because it is tahor. And what? When are you asking to burn it? At the dirabanan time of Sreifat Chametz. Right? That's when he says you have to separate them. Because it's true, you're going to be destroyed, but on a biblical level, it doesn't need to be destroyed. Because remember, right? This we talked about, that the Isra d'oraita of Chametz is at Chatzot. But dirabanan, we burn it. Before the sixth hour, not at the end of the sixth hour, before the sixth hour, and that's why he makes you separate it. Truma beinehi, atu shegazart lasarfa. It's only midrabanan that you have to burn it at all. So there, Reb Shimon says, yeah, you can't be metaher, you can't be metame the truma tahora in the process of destruction because in the d'oraita level you don't have to destroy it yet. And that's the problem. But the Bechor, which is dying, that's recognized at Doraita level. Furthermore, right, and that is parallel, let's say, to the Truma wine, which is, right, the spilling wine, which is already in a state of loss, right, meaning physically, it's being about to be destroyed. That's not true, right? Maybe Rav Shimon will hold that when the reason is going to be destroyed is because of Gzeirat Rabbanan, so then you still have to do your best to maintain, the distinctions between Tameh and Tahor. But that's not true here, where it's actually going to be destroyed. There's a reality to it, right? The mum, or the fact that it's rolling down into, Tameh, that the Tameh Truma is rolling down into the Chulet. So Mikol Makom Nifshal Vesechadat, he says, okay, fine. But I'm going to one-up you, and I'm going to say, aha, it's true, it's only derabanan. But truma becomes puzzled by hetzach hadat, by not paying attention to it. And once it's usher midirabanan, he's going to stop paying attention to it and protecting it, which is going to make it puzzled oraita. Lochein amar b'yochon hetzach hadat v'artor. And don't we say that inattention is biblical? Now, this is one of those interesting cases where the derabanan affects the oraita, but not... There are some which are fancy. This isn't so fancy, right? This is just like Hetzach Hadat invalidates it. So now according to that, you should say that Chavit Shnia Kirmeir Torah, that just like the Mishnah's second case, right, by the barrel, according to Rabbi Yeshua, according to Rabbi Meir, it's permitted to make the spilled wine Tame Mida Oraita, right, because it's in a state of loss. Achizat Dam Kirushimon Torah. Right? And the case of the congestion of blood, according to Shimon, by biblical law, meaning just as Reb Shua allows making the tamei wine, the wine tamei, and Reb Shimon allows putting the mum on the animal that's already sick, because they're both recognized, Rav Shimon would allow you to burn the tahor chametz of truma with the tamei one, because once you've had bin meseich dat, it's already messed up, and yet he doesn't say that, right? He doesn't say it. So Gemara says, Amar lei shum b'shamra shlo tiga b'tar d'achir. How do you know? Just because he can't eat it, if he knows that biblically it's still truma tahora, maybe he will protect it, specifically because he knows that at the d'oraita level, it is still truma. Right? It's still truma. And therefore, he's going to stop it from... Right? So it's not hezekadat. Another question. And what will you say if the Tahor Chometz of Truma is already on the fire? Now what? Right? Then he's going to say he has to separate it? Right now it's mamish being destroyed. By every interpretation, by that point, it's on the fire. Okay, now you should be able to mix them. Amar lei lishchi yitne. He says, you're right. Once it's on the fire, he will allow it to do that. But he's telling you how you put it on the fire. Right? And he thinks that you shouldn't put it on the fire together. If once you did, so then it's fine. So now Ribun Barchia argued that if, as Rav Zera said, that Rav Shimon agrees that Rav Shimon allows you to make the Truma Tameh, if it's going to be destroyed, then why doesn't he allow the Tahor Chametz of Truma to be burnt together? So Amar Rabbi Mana Rabbi Shammai, Atun Amrun Yodi Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yeshua. You say, according to Rav Zera, that Rav Shimon agrees with Rabbi Yeshua by the spilled Truma wine, so he should, and therefore he should allow you to burn the Trumas together, Tahor and Tameh, Vafil Rabbi Yeshua Ledli Yeshua. But even Rabbi Yeshua doesn't hold the Rabbi Yeshua, right? You're getting all angry about Rav Shimon, but I will tell you that even the Rav Yeshua doesn't work, right? What does he mean, right? Meaning, because Rav Yeshua in that Mishnah Pesachim himself forbids burning Tahor Chametz with Tame. So how can you say that Rav Shimon will say it's okay? Amar Le, he says to him, okay, Tanon Inyun. There are two different Tanoi. Taman Reb Meir Reb Shem Reb Yeshua. The Mishnah there is Reb Meir within the sheet of Reb Yeshua. And according to Reb Meir within Reb Yeshua, he allows you to make the spilled wine Tameh by capturing it in the Tameh Kelim. And he permits burning the Tahor Chametz of Truma with the Tameh one because it's going to be destroyed anyways. Bram Hacha, but here it's Reb Shimon Reb Shem Reb Yeshua. And according to Reb Shimon, it's usher to burn Tahor Chametz of Truma with Tameh, and he also forbids you to directly catch the Truma in Tameh things, because that exactly is the machlok between them, is whether you can directly be Mitameh it. And therefore, these are two different versions of Rabbi Yeshua, and they can't be reconciled. And that's why Rabbi Barchia doesn't deal with the distinction. But he did deal with the machloket, or the distinction between Rabbi Shimon's, because it's the same Rabbi Shimon. It's not the same Rabbi Yeshua. Yeah. Now, this footnote just deals with more of the problems here, right? Which is that earlier we had dealt with the seer of between Rabbi Yeshua's. The Gemara there, it said that maybe Yeshua is lenient in our Mishnah because of Hesed. But in the case of Chametz, you're burning it anyways. So there's a minimal Hefsid, right? So if you remember, the Gemara there had said there's no contradiction. It's a question of Hefsid Merubah versus Hefsid Muat. But even according to that, there is a contradiction between Shimon's ruling by Bechor and Chametz, right? Because Yeshua doesn't accept Shimon's Kula by Bechor, because there's no Hefsid there. So according to Reb Zera, Reb Shimon allows you to... to mess up the Kodesh item, even when it doesn't prevent a financial loss, right? So according to Reb Shimon, you should be allowed to burn the Tahor Chametz and the Tameh Chametz together on Erev Pesach. So why would he accept Yeshua that it's Asur? So therefore, that would say that you were correct in challenging Reb Zera. Fine, in our Gemara, Reb Nachman just ignores that point, and argues that just as Reb Shimon says that the Bechor case contradicts Rishua by Chametz, so too Rishua in our Mishnah contradicts the one by chametz. Right, because maybe he thinks there is a financial loss. Because remember, we saw that the reason to say that the chametz case is not a loss is if you say that that's a hefsed muat, right, because of the wood. But if you say no, maybe that is a hefsed, so then, right, you would generate a different position, and then there would be a contradiction, because then he wouldn't be makel there, even though there's a loss in the burning of the chametz, whereas he is, but where he's makel on the wine case, right? So the only way to distinguish is if you accept the notion that that's a minimal loss that we don't have to be worried about. If you don't accept that, so then there is, in fact, a stira. Now, of course, the other way of resolving this, as we saw, is to say that Reb Shimon is that Reb Meir isn't talking about Reb Yeshua at all. He's talking Reb Kivin, Reb Chanina, Skana, Kohanim, and then, right, obviously that was the other way that resolved this. But I'm not going to rehash that entire thing again.